You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, my name is Brittany Crabb, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy. I am a paranormal YouTuber, a paranormal investigator, and I am obsessed with the color pink.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange, and I'm here to play Real or Creepy, and I'm a psychic medium, and I'm a spooky content creator.
That's right, gang. We've got two of the best in the business here today and two people that we at Real Hauntings really hold close to our heart. It's Stephanie Strange and Brittany Crabb. They're going to help us decide whether or not these stories are real or creepy. We're going to jump into our first story. It's titled My Ghost Experience. In 2021, I was sleeping in my room. In my room, there was a shadowy entity at the front of my bed. I scrambled to turn the light on. When I turned it on, the door was open and I heard running away. The door was shut when I fell asleep. I thought it was one of my siblings, but I had seen through the entity. The next night, I was sleeping and felt a cold presence near me. Suddenly, I felt a hand on my throat, almost choking me. I got up and went to the corner, and when I turned, a shadowy woman-looking entity was standing there. When I walked to get my stick of incense, it disappeared. I took the stick of incense and lit it and then smudged my room and went to bed, leaving it slightly on. Everything died down for a week, and then when I was sleeping, I heard a screech, and I got up and went to my mom's room in a panic. No one heard the sound, only me. I felt so helpless and scared. I slept on the couch for a week and finally tried to sleep in my room. Everything is okay now. I've never seen the shadowy figure since, and I'm worried everyone will think I'm a nut. Not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. At that. Brittany, what's your gut on this one? You know, it's a pretty nice, condensed, short story, something that you might hear on the Real Hauntings podcast that we would kind of dig into. You know, for me personally, I haven't heard a ton of stories where the paranormal has physically attacked someone in that manner. Does that lead you to believe that it's more true, more fake creepypasta? Where are you kind of on this story?
I find when you are genuinely telling a personal ghost story, you write it out completely differently. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. You know, like you would write it out as if you're telling a friend, and this was just almost too, it was like point form. I don't know. I'm sorry if the person who experienced this, if it's true, I'm sorry. I'm going to feel so bad. I don't think it's true. I don't.
And if you woke up in the middle of the night with a ghost lady trying to choke you, what would be your first instinctual move?
I would grab my camera. I'd be so excited. That would honestly complete my life.
I figured you might head in that direction. Stephanie, what about you? Would you be quick to grab the incense, or what would be your mode of action if you had this attacking spirit in your room?
I always turn to music to heighten my vibrations. I feel like music drowns out everything. And yeah, I think that's my go-to. So I believe that it's a story written as it's like their truth. Like they feel like they might've experienced it. But I think that the story in itself sounds a lot like sleep paralysis. And I think a lot of it is like mind over matter type of thing, only because when they finally did something about it, whether they did the incense and smudging, that they feel at peace in my mind. Like, so it's to me, that might be that, because if anything is really trying to get your attention, they're gonna continue to persist, especially if it's something like not good. It doesn't just go away like that. It's very persistent and aggressive. And the fact that like when they said that they were sleeping and they felt like a cold hand. So a lot of things in sleep paralysis too, is that they feel paralyzed and they feel weight on their chest. That might be a thing too.
And you can see some pretty truly horrifying things in sleep paralysis. I did have one episode that I remember where I, you know, quote unquote, looked over, and it was like a, I can't think of what the cartoon figure is or what the thing is, but it was kind of like hooded, and then it had almost like an alligator skull type down with like the teeth and everything showing. But anyway,
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah,
but yes.
I can't. But yeah, so I mean, I saw that and then it was gone, you know, and like I got so freaked out, I kind of snapped myself out of the sleep paralysis.
Well, I mean, I also find it, and to also be fair, right? Like I recently went to this like Halloween party, but it's not a traditional Halloween party where you dress up in costumes and you drink and you dance and listen to music. It actually was a get together where everyone takes turns telling ghost stories. And yeah, it lasted 3 hours. Everyone was like in a dim lit room with spooky music. And we had like PJs and comfy clothes, like Halloween attire. And we told scary stories. And one thing that I've learned is that people remember things in a very vague way, unfortunately, especially when time passes or something is traumatic. And so that's why I'm saying like, the story is short, but that's why I believe it a little bit in terms of like that being their truth. However, I think once again, I think they might be dealing with some form of sleep paralysis as well. Not to say that like all sleep paralysis is not paranormal, because I do believe that that could be a thing, right? Like, I feel like it's weird how people experience sleep paralysis, but they see the same things like shadow people, weight on their chest. It's always like these same phenomenons, or like the Hat Man. So in that respect, I do believe that there could be paranormal stuff. But I do want to take like that lot, like a slight skeptical approach of, is it sleep paralysis? Because you said once you smudged and did incense, it went away. And if it is something evil, wouldn't it continue to persist, is my question. If not, you know, I would love to hear more on what they think could have been, or if they've had other experiences in the house itself.
I don't think anybody gets more frequent flyer miles than the Hat Man. That spirit gets around, man. I don't know if he's looking for his car keys everywhere or what, but it's been in like every house across the world.
He loves car keys, but he's always wearing the same hat. Why?
Yeah, son of a bitch. This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels. And oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier, or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box, when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This story is called This Is My Ghost Story. My dad called me and immediately my stomach dropped. He told me that my grandpa had passed away. Immediately, I felt my grandfather's presence and I felt something brush my cheek. He was kissing me goodbye, or so I thought. My grandpa's ghost stayed in my home for 5 days after he had passed away. On the last night that his spirit was in my home, I woke up around 1 a.m., looked down to the foot of my bed where I saw a shadowy figure standing, staring down at me. I wasn't scared, but as soon as I saw the shadow figure, crouched down and crawled to the other side of the room using its hands and feet. I knew it was my grandpa. I said to him, "Grandpa, it's time to go home. I love you, but you can't be here." And then I never saw him again. I felt his peace that night. I believe that he was wanting to be with me because I had just rekindled our relationship and was calling him every weekend to check in on him, so I'm sure he wasn't feeling like letting that go yet. He unfortunately passed of shingles. The shingles caused him to lose his balance, and he died from a fall on his way to the bathroom. I hope he's with my grandma and they are in peace together. So, Stephanie, tell our audience that this is a fake story and you hate it so much. I'm just kidding. It's a sentimental story.
Was it on my face? I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah. You know, it's obviously a sweet story, although it does have like a hit of really creepy when he appears at the end of the bed and he crawls away on like all fours. Even though the person telling the story said they didn't feel threatened, that feels very sinister-esque.
Like you were saying, there's really good elements in it. I even think the beginning, the way it's written, it's like a great introduction, a good hook, like my stomach dropped or whatever. And it's interesting how they started the story and then made it creepy, but then try to make it endearing. And so I think it's like a creepypasta because it's really well pieced together and written in that respect. Not to say that it can't happen, because it can, but then again, we're at the point of like, well, I woke up at 1 a.m. again. So I think it's a well-written creepypasta. That's what I think it is.
That part about the grandpa crawling on all fours, I don't know what it was, but man, I still have chills on right now. Kind of like freaks me out a little bit. Brittany, how did the story make you feel?
I'm 50-50. I see how it can be a creepypasta, and I totally agree with Steph. But at the same time, I've encountered so many people in my life who have lost a loved one. And as soon as they get that phone call or as soon as they find out, they experience something. And this person experienced, was it like a kiss on the cheek? Is that what they said at the beginning? They felt someone kiss them, felt something on their face, or there's something else that goes on, almost like a visitation. And since they were really close with their grandfather, I don't know. It sounds like a visitation, but it also sounds like a creepypasta to me. I'm in between, because I've had so many visitations from my grandparents. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like relate in a way, and it sounds true, but the crawling away, I just pictured a spider crawling, like a huge spider on the bed crawling away, which freaked me out.
My question is there something that the writer is not telling us? Because it's, so you're seeing something crawl on their hands and feet, and you're like, oh, it's just grandpa. Like, did your grandpa do that in IRL? Like, did they, something you're not telling us? Like,
grandpa was like one of those TikTokers that goes in Target and like bends backwards with their head, you know, and then crawls towards people.
Grandpa, there's nothing scary.
Yeah, it's just how he gets down. Yeah, that one's pretty wild. But I agree with both of you guys. It's hard to tell on a lot of these. Steph, I like pointing out the elements of what cues you in onto something potentially being a creepypasta, because some of them universally you'll see and you'll be like, yes, you know, and then some of them do kind of hit that 50-50 range. So it's fun to go through these. Well, y'all, we did it. That's another episode in the books. I felt like those were two pretty fun stories to go through. Thank y'all for deciphering and educating and all those fun things. Brittany, tell our fans where they can find all your amazing content.
Yes. So my main platform is YouTube. So it's just youtube.com/Brittany Crabb. Also on Instagram and TikTok, which is Brittany Crabb 44.
For the audience members who are the uninitiated into the Brittany Crabb world, she's got like half a million followers on YouTube. So check out her content. And she's always going to movie premieres these days, walking the red carpet in her best goth pink. It's awesome. We love seeing all the cool stuff you are doing. Speaking of cool stuff, Stephanie, where can our audience find all your wonderful content?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. I'm Stephanie_Strange. And on YouTube, I'm Stephanie Strange.
And Stephanie, I feel like I see you doing more psychic and medium, showing that part of your life more online. Is that something that has been a general focus, or is it just happenstance that I'm personally seeing that content more?
Yeah, I've been really focusing on rebranding essentially, just because I started off as like a spooky content creator, and I've done work with Something Scary podcast and YouTube as a scary storyteller. And I love that stuff. I love sharing people's paranormal experiences, but I also want to take it from a standpoint of like, yeah, you know, I'm a psychic medium. I'm pretty aware of these things. And I realized more and more that people didn't know that side of me. So I've been trying to showcase that more, especially this month in October. I've had a great opportunity to collaborate with people and talk more about that side of me more.
Both of you guys' voices in the paranormal community are important, and I love that our fans enjoy your content as much as we do. So thank you both so much for coming on and playing another round of Real or Creepy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz, and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.